All right, well, we saw an exciting game here in Derby at Whitby Soccer Center Dome with the visiting Guelph, Guelph United beating Derby 1-0 in a close game here. And I have head coach Justin Springer here to talk about the game. And let's start with your thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, I thought tonight's game was definitely a hard-fought battle that you know, really did go down to the wire and right to the very end here today. It took, definitely took a full 90 minutes. Took multiple rotations and changes of formation. Obviously, you know, with an injury to a key center back, it certainly changed the course of the game a little bit. But I thought the boys did extremely well to still reach tonight's objective, even though that, you know, the way in which we got to that final result was a little bit different than what we had originally anticipated.
True. Okay, yeah. Now, this season, I've been out a few times to Alumni Stadium in Guelph, but you're playing your home games at the Centennial Bowl this year. It's a bit smaller.
Yep.
But how are you getting along at that stadium? It's like fine and field and so on.
Yeah, I think the pitch is actually fantastic. You know, just getting away from AstroTurf a little bit, it's a little bit easier on the players and their bodies, especially when you've got so many games inside of such a small window of time, and just how quickly they approach. But, you know, the Centennial Bowl is such an iconic field at Guelph alone.
Yes.
You know, they go back many, many, many years. Been some been some amazing games that that have happened at the Centennial Bowl at multiple and different levels. So just having the opportunity to play at the Centennial Bowl, I think our management team has done an unbelievable job to make it feel very, very, very intimate, and having the fans close to the pitch, seated on the hill, seated inside the bleachers, got some VIP areas around. You know, they've got some extra concessions. They've done a very good job in making it, you know, feel a little bit different from the players.
Yeah.
And of course, playing on grass is, you know, that's what we dream for as football players.
All right. Yeah. Alumni, I mean, sure, they had some big games for the Canadian Championship, but some of the games must have been pretty empty with a huge stadium like that. So tonight is a congratulations that you're officially tied for first place with that, but with a four-way tie, and there'll be other teams play this weekend. It's back and forth, but how tight is it? Like, you know, you're first, and then you're not, and then you're, and then it, how, this, the caliber of the play this year, so good, eh?
I mean, yeah, I think it's really a true reflection of how strong this league really is. To be honest, I don't even look at the table, because you can, that's a rabbit hole that you can easily go down, and you know, that's just a route that you don't want to take. So we can only control our day to day and what we do on the day, and with the remaining games that we do have. We can't control what other teams do. We can only control what we can do here as an organization. So we just try to put our best possible product on the field, and then the table results will be the table results at the end of the day or at the end of the season.
So it was heartbreaking last season that the last weekend you guys didn't have a game, and then one or two teams passed you, and you got pipped out of the into seventh place instead of making the top six. But this season things are different. With you're in first, and you're the first team that's beat Vaughan Azzurri this year. How did that feel? And is that a playoff preview possibly?
Hey, whenever you take down one of the top sides in League One, it's definitely exciting. You know, the boys work so hard for that result, and Vaughan is, what can I say about Vaughan? They are an unbelievable team, an unbelievable organization, so well coached, so well organized. They've got some incredible talent on their roster. So I think it was a big milestone for our guys to be able to get the result against them, but again, you know, it was so crucial that now we followed that up with another 3 points here tonight. You know, we didn't want that to be our, you know, the main talking point of the season. So taking down some top competition like that is, you know, it's needed in order to get where we want to get to at the end of the season.
Okay, great.
And that's just one stepping stone on the road.
Sure. Okay. And this season there's been, you know, some players have left the team, like Alexander Ziss and Thomas Skublak. And then Adamenko, your goalie.
Yep.
He's gone to these, like, Mike Mercenary teams. I've talked about that in other weeks with other coaches. But you're able to bring in players, though. You got Colin Gander back from a year with Halifax of the CPL. And this new guy, Camila Vasconcelos, I hope I said that right, was like he was just minutes from being in the York United game as a call-up. How did the league even find out about him?
Yeah, I think, you know, you said it best right there. I think when players leave a roster, it definitely opens up an opportunity for somebody else to come in and contribute and make a difference. And I think we've got many, many, many different players on the squad that have been able to contribute to where we're currently at. I think Camilo is definitely one example. But I think, you know, Keith and our management team and, you know, we've done a lot of work behind the scenes to bring in, you know, young players or other players to provide them a playing opportunity that are of top caliber. And, you know, Camilo fits that bill. Anthony Ostrund fits that bill. Milan Beater fits that bill. There's so many different players that, you know, as others move on to different centers or different playing opportunities or experiences, it definitely opens up a door for others to come in and, you know, make their own stamp within the roster and within the organization. And, you know, I think so many of our players have done just that. You know, Zach Ellis Hayden, you know, the list goes on and on to multiple key players that are now within our roster and are contributing massively to our overall results so far this season.
And I just asked Camilo, because I'd read it somewhere, but he's going to start the University of Vermont.
Yep.
And that's where Milan Beater
had been
a few years after being at York University. So, I mean, the word must get around.
they must do a good job recruiting, for sure.
Yeah. And just to finish off, you were with the old York 9 FC, but now you're coaching, still a young man, but coaching's your goal. And so looking at you've even had an international career, you must be looking forward to the Gold Cup to support Canada. Yes, great, but also St. Kitts and Nevis, right.
Yeah, so happy for them. I mean, What an unbelievable experience, you know, that is for the country, that is for the players. And just being a previous member of it myself, I'm so proud of watching my previous teammates and friends, you know, make a monumental leap forward for the country and for the football organization of St. Kitts and Nevis. And, you know, Atiba Harris, who's the new president, has done an unbelievable job in reorganizing, you know, staff and player squads. And, you know, very, very, very well done to all of them. And it's certainly a proud day to watch them qualify, and I'm definitely very excited to see what they can accomplish within the tournament.
Yeah, and I think they have the lead game. They play the Americans on tomorrow, I think.
I haven't actually seen the fixtures, to be honest.
Well, there's that old joke of some American said
I thought they had Trinidad to start.
Possible, but actually that is part of a joke here. The American who hadn't seen the games before said, well, the United States is going to play Trinidad and Tobago, and you could use the punchline of St. Kitts and Nevis, and the Americans said, oh, so unfair, they have to play two teams in the same day, not appreciating that it's an island of two places.
Yeah, two islands.
Okay, great, all right. Anyway, so thanks for talking to me.
No problem.